God is good
all the time.
Amen. The Word of God says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that is easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer together. Nick, would you lead us in a word of prayer, please? Amen. You may be seated. Throw off everything that hinders. Throw off everything that hinders. Didn't BJ do a great job on that? Your backpack. I was thinking about that this past week. Have any of you ever carried a backpack before? Now, a lot of our kids going off to school this coming week or in the weeks ahead, they'll be carrying those book packs around with them. And I was thinking about when I was younger, and that's a long time ago, almost another lifetime ago, did I carry a book pack? What I wrote down, I was trying to remember that day if I carried one around. When I was in school, you had to walk 10 miles one way to get there, even in the snow, and didn't have no shoes on your feet. Amen? So we can't remember if we carried book packs around or not. But a lot of our kids in the next few weeks will be doing that. I remember when Heather and Gage and Cammy was going off to school. You remember when kids used to carry all their books to school in their book pack? You remember that? In their book bag, and they'd walk around like this, and all the chiropractors were so happy, wasn't they? Because they were all out of alignment with all of those things that they had to carry. Of course, now they just carry their Chromebooks, which is not too heavy for them to be able to carry around. Things have definitely changed in how you look at your backpack of life. And as our kids go off there, do you realize as Christians, so often we carry a lot of things around with us too, don't we? A lot of things in our life that just weighs us down. And a lot of things, even when you were in school, you put a lot of things in your backpack that you really didn't need to have with you, extra candy or extra drinks or extra pencils or extra paper or extra notebooks. You had all of those extra things in your life. But we sometimes as Christians carry around excess things too, don't we? Things that we really don't need in our lives. And all that those things do is wear us down and causes us to become weary and causes us to lose sight of what's most important. Are you ready for your first big amen this morning? The most important thing that we need to have our sights on is being with God in heaven someday. Amen? But when we start carrying around all of these other things that just weigh us down, it causes us to lose sight of where God wants us to be. So for just a few moments, we want to talk about what we carry around. And then we want to talk about what we should be doing and how that we can get rid of those things that causes us not to be on that mission trip of being in heaven someday. First of all, sometimes we carry a lot of worry around in our backpacks, don't we? Any of the rest of you ever worry about anything? Maybe I'm the only one. I believe we all have worried in our lives, haven't we? And worry is something when you put it back there in that backpack, it just sort of grows, doesn't it? You don't just start worrying about, worry doesn't have an on and off switch, doesn't it? When it turns on, it's what? It's on. And you worry if you think about that all day long, and it's on your mind all day long. What are some of the things you worry about? Well, as you get older, you worry about your health, right? You worry about your kids. You worry about your grandkids. You worry about your job. You worry about bills. You worry about your friends. You worry about your church. You worry about a lot of different things in your life. And one of the things that I've learned in my life is that worry doesn't help me grow as a Christian, does it? It causes me to have doubt, doesn't it? And it causes me not to have that relationship I need to have with God. I know beyond any shadow of a doubt, I serve a God that can take care of all my worries. Amen? But I won't let go of them. I just want to carry them around with me all the time and have them back there in my backpack just to know where they are and know exactly what I'm worrying about in my life. Worries seem to bounce around in your head, doesn't it? They're always there. They're there when you go to sleep. What else? Any of the rest of you ever wake up during the night? Worry around those things in your life. Takes your smile off of your face when you carry that worry around. Let me tell you, I believe the only thing that worry is good enough for is it gives you gray hairs. Amen? That's all it's good enough for. You worry and you worry and you worry and then you what? Worry some more. And it causes you not to have that faith and that trust that you need to have in God. Well, I believe you all can agree today that worry is pretty heavy in your backpack, isn't it? That would be enough to have by itself. But you know what else? A lot of folks in their backpack, we carry around discouragement, don't we? We carry around discouragement in our life. Have you ever felt discouraged? If you just felt all down and didn't know what to do, and you think to yourself, if maybe some of the rest of you made this statement before, if one thing more happens, I don't know what I'm going to do. That discouragement. When you feel down on your luck, when you're wondering about what things are going on in your life, the only thing I believe that discouragement gives you wrinkles on your forehead, doesn't it? Because you're so discouraged and you're so downhearted and you feel like you're just down on the ground and there's no way back up. And you feel that discouragement in your life and not knowing what to do. If we all are honest with us in our life, we've all had those periods of depression, haven't we? When we feel down and we feel like we're all by ourselves and we're all so lonely, and we say to ourselves, can it get any worse than this? Well, praise be to God, as a Christian, we know somebody that takes care of discouragement, don't we? A God that when you are laying flat on your back, a God that only wants to do one thing, a God that doesn't want to keep you down, but wants to do what? Pick you up and give you strength. And give you encouragement. But we do that, take it along with us. So here we are walking around in our life. We've got this worry in our backpack. What else we got? Some good old discouragement in our backpack. And we're carrying that around. And we would all say today, those things would be enough and heavy enough to carry around in our backpack. Well, we're extra special. We carry other things too, don't we? Not only do we carry those things, we also carry fear in our backpack from time to time. Have any of you ever had any fear in your life? You know what? I was thinking this morning when Karen was talking about our kids. I remember when I went off to school, we didn't have to walk through metal detectors, did we? We didn't have to have wands that wands over you to see if there's guns. We didn't have to worry about all those things. They were there, right? But that wasn't something that is on our mind. Now as our kids go off to school, we have that fear for them, don't we? We have to be praying for them and asking for God's help. There's a lot of things out in the world today. When I was a social worker, and many of you that's worked in law enforcement, like Tim and some of the rest of you, one of the biggest things that I've always learned is you have to be aware of your surroundings, don't you? You have to know what's going on. Why? Because we don't know what other people's going to do. And we have that feeling in our mind and we carry that around in our backpack. We got this worry and we got this discouragement. And now we've got fear in our lives. And we wonder what to do. There was a lady that my dad knew when I was very young. She had not left her house for 5 years. For 5 years. And you know the reason that she did not want to leave her house? because she was scared to death what was out there in the world. I don't know about you. I felt like that lady before. Amen. What am I going to do? What's out there in that world? What's going to happen to me? So I throw that in my book bag too, my book pack. And I carry it around with me wherever I go. I got that fear. I got that worry. What else? I got that discouragement. But let's put a little more weight out there as well. Any of you ever have in your backpack, any of the rest of you have any anxiety in the world? We all have. The other day, we were getting ready to mow the grass. Hadn't this been a great grass mowing season? I honestly believe that you can mow the grass every day. And you go out the next morning and it would look the same as you did right before you mowed it. And Sheila loves to mow and she mows quite a bit at the house. Well, I get to mow where she doesn't want to mow. Around the chiggers. Y'all got chiggers at your house? There are certain spots that got chiggers out in our yard. So I go out and mow those. So the other day I went out and I mowed around my little spot that I was supposed to before I get to do the exciting thing of weed eating. How many of you like that weed eating thing? Oh, that's just so much fun to do. Call Christian. She said she likes it. Get my weed eating done. I went out, mowed my little spot, come over, put a lawnmower over in the shade for her. Ain't that a good husband to do that? Put a lawnmower over in the shade for her, walked inside and was going to get something to drink. Sheila goes out there to get ready to mow. She gets ready to mow. And I hear the lawnmower doesn't start up. And I'm like, what's going on? Why is it not starting? Then you just sort of bow your head and say, Lord, please let the lawnmower start, right? Please, Lord, let the lawnmower start. That anxiety starts to what? Starts to build. You can just feel it. You can just feel it coming up there. Well, I hear her come in the garage and open up the door, and she said those famous words to me. Honey, the lawnmower, what? Won't start. I'm your preacher. I'm supposed to have a positive attitude, right? I say it all the time. I believe that all things are possible when God's on my side, right? When God's going to take care of me, everything's going to be fine. God hasn't answered all those things. She tells me this, and exactly, my mind didn't go, well, it's something simple. It's going to be something easy to get done. No, it's not going to be no problem, no issue. Everything's going to be fine. I started going to, well, the motor's blowed up. As I'm making my way across the field to the lawnmower, I start thinking, well, is it the battery? We just got a battery. Why would the battery be dead? And then I'm thinking on the way, oh, Lord, it's a starter. I'm going to have to somehow get it up on the wagon, on the trailer, somehow get it up there and somehow get it to town so that my little guy over at Southern States can work on it, Chris, and wonder how much that's going to cost. As you walk, and your anxiety gets what? Does it get better on the way? It just continues to what? Build and build. And don't you know that God's just sitting up? I believe my God is like this. Maybe your God's not. But I think my God up in heaven is just looking at me and go, he's so silly. Look at him. Doesn't he know? Doesn't he know? I'm watching over him and I'm going to take care of him and everything's going to be all right. I get out there and I go, Lord, I don't know. I did the famous, I'm going to turn it over because it will start for me because it wouldn't start for her, right? So start over and nothing. I looked over. You know that little red button? It's on my lawnmower's little red button. You have to push it down for the blade to engage or pull it up for the blade to engage and push it down for the blade not to engage. Guess what Paul Mills had done? He lifted up about that much. And as soon as I pushed that down and turned that on, guess what that lawnmower did? Far right up. That little much caused me how much anxiety? A bunch. Folks, we carry that around, don't we? Every day. For some reason, with our anxiety levels, we love to go to the extreme of how bad it's going to be. Not the easy part of what it's going to be, but through the extreme. So now in our backpack, we've got what? Worry. We've got discouragement. We've got what? Fear. And on top of that, we've got what? Anxiety. No wonder a lot of us walk around like this, right? Lord, what about, this is too heavy. You ever see Christians, I see them all the time, including me, we just look worn out, don't we? Why? Well, we're carrying around too much. We're carrying around way too much in our lives, and we're struggling with all of those things. But the Scripture says, that I read to you there in Hebrews this morning, God didn't want you to carry all those things, does He? He don't want you to. It's not, God doesn't say, I'm loading up your backpack today and this is what I want you to carry. We are the ones that put it on our backs, don't we? We are the ones that start carrying that. And I looked at that Scripture before over in Hebrews chapter 1. I don't know how many sermons I've preached on that before. But for some reason this past week, when I was thinking about the kids going back to school and backpacks and all those type of things, and all the things that we go on in our life, Hebrews chapter 1 pretty much has a great avenue for us to realize what to do with all of these things. First of all, it says, we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness. We are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness. I am so glad today that we don't have to live this life all by ourselves. Amen? Aren't you glad you got people around you? Aren't you glad that you got that cloud of people around you that is there for you to be able to rely upon? When we're driving down the road or I'm outside, isn't it great just to look up into the skies? And sometimes you see those beautiful white clouds. Aren't they just so pretty? And you look up at them and you go, maybe that's just me, but I look at them and go, boy, wouldn't it be nice just to lay down in one of those? Wouldn't it great that that looks just so peaceful and so calm? Of course, Sheila reminded me one time that if I did that, I'd fall to the ground, that'd hurt myself, right? But for a few moments, you think to yourself, that'd be so peaceful and so calm to be able to be in that cloud. Well, as Christians, we know that we don't have a cloud up in the sky, but we got clouds all around us, don't we? When you're facing all these things, don't hold on to them by yourself. Don't allow worry and discouragement and fear and anxiety. Don't hold on to those things all by yourself. You're not made, well, it's going to be hard for some of you, so take your deep breath. You're not made to do everything. You've got to have people that helps you. You've got to have that cloud of people that is there for you. So in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says, let that cloud do some work. Let that those folks around about you that love you, that wants to be a witness to you. You can think about it today, can't you? People that would be in that definition of that cloud, that people that surround you, they're the ones that you call when you need something, aren't they? How many of you got favorites in your phones? That's your cloud, isn't it? People that you know that you call, they're going to what? They're going to answer the phone. They're going to be there for you. That's the people that are there with you when you need them to be. Big question also today is, who do you know today that needs a cloud in their life? Somebody that needs somebody to be there with them when they're carrying around that heavy backpack of their life. Who do you know that needs that today? Scripture also says, let us throw off everything. Let us throw off everything that hinders. We all have things in our backpack that we need to get rid of. We have a philosophy at our house. I don't know if the rest of you have it. I know Tim and Christian probably has this one. You know, we may need it someday. Amen? Can't get rid of it. May need it someday. Well, let me ask you this question. How many of you think that you're going to need worry someday? Hopefully not. You get rid of it. How many of you think that you want to know exactly where discouragement is? You don't want that. Get rid of it. How many of you want to live a fearful life all of your life? You don't need it. Do what? Get rid of it. How many of you want to get rid of anxiety in your life? You don't need it. Get rid of it. Throw it away. Throw it away and say, you know what? No matter if your fear or your discouragement or your anxiety or your discouragement, I don't need you in my life. And you are not going to control me. Because so often we allow that to become the center of what? Of our life. The center of our life. But we want who to be the center of our life? We want God to be that center of our life. So throw off all of those things. Get all of those things away. I found out in my life when I step back in my life and I allow all of those things to go away and I throw them away for a little while, you're able to stand up straight and you're able to breathe, aren't you? And you're able to breathe in the goodness of God. To have that, Scripture says, let us run with perseverance. There's one thing about those things we've talked about today, isn't it? That worry and that discouragement and that fear and that anxiety. Even though you throw them away, this is the bad part. They're going to come back again. They're going to come back again. And you're going to have something else. One of the things that I found out personally is sometimes some of the things that I worry about, my next worry situation, that other first one seemed very small now because this is even worse. They come back, and sometimes they come back with a big word of vengeance, don't they? They come back bigger. And why is that? Well, the devil says, you know what? The first patch of worry didn't get them, so I'm going to send them a harder one. I'm going to give them more weight in that backpack, and I'm going to put as much on them as I can. The Scripture says for us, let us run with perseverance. That means we're supposed to start the race, and we're supposed to finish the race. And when we finish the race, we'll finish it in that place called heaven. It's not too big for you. You have the biggest person you'll ever know on your side. You have God. Now I'm sure many of our kids this week, they're getting ready to go to school, have that list of stuff that they have to buy. I saw Gage yesterday and he had a whole box of stuff that we got him to go to school that was on his list of everything that he needed to take to school. Probably won't even fit in his backpack for the first day. They had to be taken over a course of days to get there. And the kids are going to be packing it all up and getting everything together and making sure exactly what kind of book pack they want and all those type of things. And they're going to head off to school. You might say, well, Brother Paul, I'm not going off to school. Well, praise be to God we are. Amen? Thank God for that. But you know what else? You're going to load up other things, aren't you? When you leave from this place, there's still going to be worry. There's still going to be discouragement. There's still going to be fear. And there's still going to be anxiety. But you know what? There's somebody who wants to help you carry that, don't they? Somebody that wants you today to say to God, God, I can't do this by myself. God, I need your help. God, I need your strength. So today, I know what's in my backpack. You know what's in yours? And today, are you willing to let God help you carry that and help you with that load? Listen to him this morning. We have our closing song. Joan Larkin.